sometimes we really mess up and we feel really bad about it. And sometimes it happens again and again and again, and that makes us feel really, really, really bad. If you feel that way, you're not alone. Everybody messes up. I've messed up so many times, I couldn't even count. And you know what? Righteous Muslims, learned Muslims, in the past, every single one of them messed up really bad. Imam al-Shafi'i, someone renowned for his knowledge and piety, messed up many times. And it made him feel really bad, but he was able to move from feeling really bad to feeling really happy. This is what he did. These are two couplets that he wrote after he messed up. He said, وَلَمَّا قَسَى قَلْبِي وَضَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي جَعَلْتُ رَجَى مِنِّي لِعَفْوِكَ سُلَّمًا. He said that when my heart grew hard, he's feeling really bad, وَضَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي, and I feel like there's no place that I can go, I'm so bad, will things ever change? He said when he felt like that, he said, جَعَلْتُ رَجَى مِنِّي لِعَفْوِكَ سُلَّمًا. I made my hope in your forgiveness a ladder that took him out of the situation. He said, تَعَظَمَنِي ظَنْبِي. My sin, it overcame me with how tremendous it was. Then he said, فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ بِعَفْوِكَ رَبِّي كَانَ عَفْوُكَ أَعْظَمًا. And then when I compared it, oh my dear beloved Lord who takes care of me, Rabbi, when I compared it to your forgiveness was even greater. He's teaching us that when we mess up and we feel really, really bad, then a door opens up for us. A door to happiness, a door to unimaginable happiness with God. Because when we mess up and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remember His forgiveness. We come to understand that no matter how badly we mess up, He's never going to close the door on us. He's never going to kick us out. He's never simply going to say, go to hell. The number of verses in the Quran that talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness are innumerable. Virtually every single surah begins with an emphatic, doubled, tripled, hundredfold emphasis on His mercy. What's that mercy there for? It's there for us when we mess up. The number of times when He tells us that He is Ghafoor, extremely forgiving, forgiving in an unimaginable way, you can't even count it, the number of times it's there in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's so many of his names related to forgiveness. What does that tell us? It tells us that the wisdom of our messing up is to understand, to come to a realization of how good, how kind, how forgiving, how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And you know what? The greater you mess up, the more you realize this. That's what Imam al-Shafi'i is saying. He said that, فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ, when I compared my sin to your forgiveness was even greater. That means the greater you mess up, the worse you feel, the greater the door lies in front of you to realize how wonderful, how welcoming, how forgiving God is. And that's what He wants you to realize. The reason why that feeling of badness might not go away is because you might think that you need to be perfect. You might think that you'll never be good enough for God. Imam al-Shafi'i is teaching us not to think like that. No matter how badly you mess up, God's forgiveness is always greater. And it's part of our belief, it's part of our religious obligation as Muslims to believe in the forgiveness of God, to believe in the mercy of God. So when we mess up, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn to God, we ask Him for His forgiveness, and we couple with our couple with that a belief that He is forgiving, that I'm going to Him and He is coming to me, that He will forgive me, that He is greater than I am. I fade away into insignificance when I realize His tremendousness. And His mercy is greater than any bad thing that I might do. Any bad thing that I might do fades away into insignificance in comparison to His infinite mercy. And that should make us happy. The Prophet ﷺ was sent as a bearer of good news to all believers. He told his companions how to spread his message, and he told them, "Bashiru, give good news, wa la tunaffiru, and don't drive people away, wa yassiru, and make things easy for people." How do we make things easy? By realizing how easy it is. How easy is it? It's not about being perfect. It's not about never messing up. But it's about finding the mercy and goodness of God in our imperfections. When we mess up, turning our imperfections into a door to be happy and to rejoice in the mercy of God. And that's one of the meanings of a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, when he told his companions, "Lan yadkhula ahadukum al-jannata bi'amalihi." None of you will enter paradise because of his actions, because of how good your deeds were. That's not what takes us to paradise. That's not the door to paradise. The companions asked him, they said, "Not even you, O Messenger of God?" And he said, "Not even I." وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ. Except unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelops me in a tremendous mercy from Him. It's in our imperfections, it's in our shortcomings that we see the mercy and forgiveness of God, and paradoxically, that realization, that being with God, that realization of how good and generous God is, that's the secret of righteousness, and that's the path to paradise.